The week-long festival marks the coming of spring, the beginning of the local fishing season, and Norway's Constitution Day. It started on a sweet note with local bakers gathering at the Sons of Norway Hall to demonstrate how they make traditional Norwegian treats. Samantha Wikan Williams is cutting and frying dough to make fatimen, a type of cookie flavored with cardamom.
Kind of looks like a bow tie.
Awesome.
This is the cutter. So there's a special cutter that you roll it out and then you cut it and you tuck one side inside of a little hole.
Out in the streets, things are a little more chaotic and messy. Festival goers line up on Main Street to compete in the annual herring toss. It's like an egg toss, only participants are throwing dead fish at each other.
Make sure you give the herring a little kiss, just for good luck.
There are a lot of unsupervised children running around, and many of the older kids are decked out in braids and bunader, a festive costume based on old Norwegian folk outfits. Brandy Tines leads a line of Petersburg's Lycoring dancers through the streets. Dancing is a childhood staple in Petersburg. Alaska Senator Bert Stedman and Petersburg's mayor, Mark Jensen, grew up here together. They recall a time when they had to put on the little blue knickers.
Dance down the street with the girls when we're little, like the young guys do now. We thought it was torture. The mayor was right with me being tortured.
Oh, hard to say how our parents had us dressed up, you know, who knows what we were wearing.
Remember we had the blue, some kind of blue suit, blue uniforms, yeah.
Same thing as today, basically.
Yeah. Do you still remember how to dance?
No.
I think you're lying to me. That's
the Vikings and Valkyries are the most easily recognizable locals. They carry swords and axes and horn goblets, and they're known for riding around in a party bus, which drives revelers around town, blasting club music into the night. The leader of the group will only identify himself by his Viking name, the Harbor Barbarian. He has a snow-white mountain goat pelt draped over his shoulders, and he says it took him a while to put the ensemble together.
I killed this over at Horns Cliff.
No kidding.
I did. I shot my wolf out the road, and my deer was taken on Prince of Wales.
But the Vikings aren't just here to party and look cool. They treat the group like kind of a seasonal civic organization. The scary men and women in furs and face paint also join in the traditional dances and let the kids beat them up with pool noodles in a series of festival games.
And my favorite part is actually interacting with the kids, being downtown, and just kind of being ambassadors. You know, we want to make sure that we show a good face for the town. And there's a lot of folks in town that are here just for a day. Then we want them to feel special.
For many festival goers, Little Norway marks a triumphant exit from the bitter winter season. But for others, it's about celebrating a unique way of life. Adrienne Schwartz returned home from Juneau for the event. She says the tradition means everything to her.
I mean, growing up in Petersburg, learning to Norwegian dance and do all of those things, the baking and the being involved in commercial fishing and hunting, and just a lot of it's important to me because it's a different way of life, so we kind of grow up here knowing how to take care of ourselves.
The Little Norway Festival is held in Petersburg the third weekend of every May, coinciding with May 17th, which is Norway's Constitution Day. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.